Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
The Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here for high school volleyball between the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and the St. Mary's Memorial High School Lady Rough Riders. Opening match for Fort Recovery. St. Mary's has already played three matches. They were at Coldwater last weekend, and I believe they were 1-2 there at Coldwater, defeating Coldwater, losing to Fort Loramie and to Versailles. Some pretty tough competition there, that's for sure. I'm Rob Weaver. Eric Catterly is our studio producer. If you've tuned in for the Reds game, that's being heard on our other stations at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. So, again, the Reds game tonight on the other stations. As soon as we wrap up the broadcast here from St. Mary's, we'll go to the Reds game on this side of our stations as well. Again, you're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana. In the JV matchup, it went three sets, with Fort Recovery winning the first set 25-22 and looking pretty impressive, really. And then the Lady Indians lost a second set 25-22. And then St. Mary's pretty well dominated the third set, winning 25-13 and winning the match 2-1. We understand Fort Recovery's 7th graders and 8th graders are playing Versailles tonight in the 7th grade matchup. We have a final there already on that one. As Fort Recovery losing to Versailles 2-1, as Versailles won the first set 25-10. Fort Recovery won the second set 25-23. And then Versailles won the third set and the match in a close one 25-21. So good match there for the Fort Recovery 7th graders, but they lose to Versailles tonight 2-1. And let's see here. We'll be back with the start of the match in just a moment. Actually, we're just about ready right now. I'll go ahead and play a commercial. I'll be back here in just a moment from St. Mary's High School.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, safety products, and more, our knowledgeable staff is here to find the durable medical equipment individuals are looking for who are living at home with chronic illness or injury. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy and Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Good luck, Lady Indians, from Dr. Thomas Banta. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. Let's see here. Looks like Fort Recovery has Mara Pearson, Grace Klingsharon, Tegan Fortkamp, Allison Fullenkamp, Paige Guggenbiller, Kennedy Mollenkamp, Audra Bupp to start things out here. Audra is the libero. And Fort Recovery has the first serve of the night and not quite an ace. St. Mary's gets it back over. That was Kennedy Mollenkamp on the serve. Here's a block by St. Mary's and a kill. Getting the block there for St. Mary's was Bryn Clark. Makes the score 1-0. St. Mary's side out. They'll have the serve here. Just underway here in the varsity volleyball match from Memorial High School at St. Mary's, Ohio. And that serves a little bit too long and out of bounds over the end line. Service error for Hallie Houston. And Fort Recovery will have side out. Here's Grace Klingshern. Klingshern's serve is too... Oh, they went ahead and played it. It was going to be too long. Here's a hit back over and a soft hit. And Hallie Houston not able to hit it back across. And so it's a point for Fort Recovery. Grace Klingshern gets the first point of the match for Fort Recovery. And it's 2-1, actually, Fort Recovery with the lead. But that was a first service point. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery after the good serve by Klingshern. The set smashed by Mara Pearson, played by the back line of St. Mary's. And now there's a whistle, and what's the call? Called it against St. Mary's. Might have been a carry or an illegal hit. Give Grace Klingshern another point. It's 3-1, Fort Recovery with the lead. Welcome to those of you who are listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Here's a smash and a kill for St. Mary's, Bryn Clark. That's her second point. She's accounted for tonight out of their two. She's accounted for both of them, a block for a kill and then a kill there on a smash. Served by St. Mary's. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson, the outside hitter, got the kill, I think. Yep, they can't keep it alive. Mara Pearson with her first kill of the new season. And it's 4-2. Fort Recovery leads by two. Audra Bupp just went out. I'm not sure who came in. Here's the serve by Fort Recovery's Allison Follenkamp. Good serve. The hit back to Fort Recovery, and it's a kill. And it's Bryn Clark again. Side out St. Mary's. The score is now 4-3. Fort Recovery leads by one. Bryn Clark serving. And it's a good serve dug out by Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Tegan Fortkamp. The hit by Paige Guggenbiller. And St. Mary's cannot make the return. Hit that out of bounds. It's 5-3. Side out Fort Recovery. And Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Eric Catterly is our studio producer tonight. I'm Rob Weaver. Neil Spencer's alongside for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's the smash. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Tegan Fortkamp. Mara Pearson on the hit down the line and got the kill, I think. No, they say it went out of bounds. Mara Pearson hits it out of bounds. Point St. Mary's, 5-4. Ava Shane back at the Fort Recovery Radio Studios running the controls back there. Hi, Ava. Glad to have you on board helping us tonight. Here's a serve. It's too long for St. Mary's. Service error. Side out Fort Recovery. That makes a score 6-4. Lady Indians leading by two. Opening match of the year for Fort Recovery. Again, St. Mary's is 1-2 right now. They played three matches last weekend. Here's the set for St. Mary's. The hit back to Fort Recovery, played by the Lady Indians. Fortkamp will set. Here's the smash by Allison Follenkamp. St. Mary's plays it. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson trying to save it. And Audra Bupp hits it back over to St. Mary's. Here's the set. And a block by Fort Recovery. Give the block to Paige Guggenbiller. Paige Guggenbiller with the block there for the Lady Indians. Mara Pearson serving. It's a good serve dug out by St. Mary's. Right to the net, though, and blasting it back at him was Fort Recovery's Grace Klingshern. She gets a kill. That dig was too far to the net, and Klingshern had an easy smash back at him. Here's a service error for Mara Pearson. So side out St. Mary's. The score is 8-5. Lady Indians leading by three. Serving now for the Lady Rough Riders is Hallie Houston. Good serve. Mara Pearson on the pass. Here's a free ball back over to St. Mary's by Klingshern. Here's a smash at the net and a block for Fort Recovery. Not sure who that was. I think it was Paige Guggenbiller. Sometimes they've got a fancy-dancy scoreboard here. Here we go with the serve for Audra Bupp. Good serve by Audra. Here's the set for St. Mary's, the smash back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp to Audra Bupp. Here's Mara Pearson rushing in, tries to hit it over and can't get it over the net. Hitting error for Mara Pearson. And it's 9-6. St. Mary's trailing by three. Fort Recovery with they're on defense here. St. Mary's with the serve. Tegan Fortkamp will set. Here's a smash, a block by St. Mary's. The dink back over by Allison Follenkamp. Here's a smash by St. Mary's, and they're going to say somebody was in the net before recovery. So point St. Mary's. 9-7 score, St. Mary's. Down by two, and they have the serve. This is Addison Louth serving. Good serve. There's a smash back over, and Fort Recovery gets the kill, I think. No, they say it went out of bounds. No kill there. Hit was out of bounds by Fort Recovery, so it's 9-8 now. St. Mary's within one. Tegan Fortkamp will set. Here's the hit back to St. Mary's. There's the kill for Fort Recovery, Sage Luthold. That's her first kill of the evening. Side out Fort Recovery. Leaving the match will be Sage Luthold. Here comes the serve by Kennedy Mullenkamp, and she got the ace serve. That's our first ace serve of the evening. That makes the score Fort Recovery leading here, 11-8. Good serve by Mullenkamp. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Fourth ever. Looks like Grace Klingshern, and Grace hits it off of one of the St. Mary's Lady Rough Riders out of bounds. So a point there for Fort Recovery. Service point for Kent. Kennedy serves again. Here's the dig by St. Mary's. The set. Reballing it back to Fort Recovery. And they're going to say it was tipped by Fort Recovery. If they wouldn't have tipped it, that would have been out of bounds. But they said Fort Recovery tipped it. So point for St. Mary's is 12-9, side out St. Mary's. Back to serve now for the Lady Rough Riders is Lily Rammel. Good serve. Here's the set. Back over by Grace Klingshern. Here's the hit by St. Mary's and the kill. Bren Clark gets her third kill of the night. And that makes the score 12-10, I think, maybe. Fort Recovery leads by two. Another serve here for Lily Rammel. Good serve. Tegan Fortkamp hits it back over on the second hit. Back to Fort Recovery. Fortkamp will set. Here's the smash, a block by St. Mary's. Getting the block was Bryn Clark. That's her second block of the evening. She's an awesome middle hitter there. Very tall young lady. That's another service point for Lily Rammel. Serves again. Here's Tegan Fortkamp setting. Klingshern on the smash. And another block by St. Mary's. I think that was Bryn Clark again. And that makes the score now. Actually, they're going to say Liming had the block. So take the block away from Bryn Clark. 12-12. We're all tied up here. This first set of the night. Tegan Fortkamp will pass to Mara Pearson. Got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp gets the assist. Mara Pearson with the kill. That's her second one of the night. That makes the score now 13-12. Fort Recovery leads by one. And going back to serve for the Lady Indians is Grace Klingshern. Good serve. Dug out by the libero for St. Mary's. Here's the smash. Blocked by Fort Recovery. St. Mary's keeps it alive. Back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Outside hitting spot. Blast it down. St. Mary's plays it. Back to Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp. And we got somebody from Fort Recovery in the net. Fort Recovery, actually, they said they put their foot over the line or something. It looks like what the official is saying. So here's St. Mary's serving. 13-13 tie score. Good hit there by Tegan Fortkamp. Here's a smash back to Fort Recovery. Still alive. Here's Mara Pearson hitting it back to St. Mary's. Here's the set for the Lady Rough Riders, the smash. Blocked there by Fort Recovery's Allison Follenkamp, and it went out of bounds. Point for St. Mary's. Sierra Graber is the server here for St. Mary's. 14-13 lead. I think that's their first lead of the night for St. Mary's. Back over to Fort Recovery. Now back to St. Mary's. Here's the libero hitting it back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Blast got blocked. Back to Fort Recovery. Audra Buff will set for Mara Pearson. And Mara just hits it over the head of the front players there and got the kill. Little finesse hit for Mara Pearson. That is her third kill of the night, and it's 14-14. We are all tied up, and here is Allison Follenkamp serving. Service air hits it out of bounds. She goes out of the lineup, and Audra Bupp comes back in. Rob Weaver here. Neil Spencer's alongside for Fort Recovery Radio. Eric Catterley's our studio producer in Portland. Ava Shane, our studio producer at FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. And there is a service ace for Fort Recovery. And St. Mary's could not make the return. Tegan Fortkamp gets credit for the ace. She will serve again. 15-15 tie. And that's out of bounds. Service here. First match of the year for Travis Guggenbiller's Lady Indians. They'll be taking on National Trail at home on Thursday. We will not have that on the radio, but I know that Neil Spencer will have it for you on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Then next Tuesday, we have Fort Recovery and Jay County matching up, and we'll have that for you on the radio. But we will not have the National Trail match this Thursday. Here's Tegan Fortkamp setting for Mara Pearson. They're going to call double hit on Tegan. Radio Rob here has to work at the engine show on Thursday, so I'm not available to do the match that night. We'll be doing 12 matches in all here on WPGW throughout the season, then plus the tournament as well. Good serve by St. Mary's. Mara Pearson hits it back to the Lady Rough Riders. There's a nice dig, but she couldn't get it to the right person. Good effort by Lily Rammel, but couldn't get it over the net. Mara Pearson back to serve with Fort Recovery leading 17-16. Here's the serve by Mara. The dig by St. Mary's. The dink back over to Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery can't play it. Give the kill there, I think, to Hallie Houston. So back to serve now is Hallie Houston. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson to Tegan Fortkamp. And here's Tegan setting up for Grace Klingshern, who smashes it across the net. Kill for Grace Klingshern. That's her third kill of the night of the first match here. And Fort Recovery's taken an 18-17 lead. This first match, first set here, is a big one. Audra Bupp serving, good serve. Dug out by Sierra Graber. Here's the free ball back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp sets for Allison Follenkamp, and Allison gets her first kill of the night. Tegan Fortkamp, another assist. She is racking up a bunch of them here. Audra Bupp goes back to serve for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Dug out by Ashley News. Back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp. There's a free ball by Grace Klingshern. St. Mary's hits it back over. Did it go out of bounds? It did. Point Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp will continue her serve. 19-18 score. St. Mary's leads by one now. There's a good serve. Dug out by the libero. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Audrup up to the net. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Klingshern on the smash. Can't get the kill. Here's the set for St. Mary's. Dinking it back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp hits it back to St. Mary's on the second hit. Here's a smash and a block. And Fort Recovery gets the point. Blocked by Allison Fullenkamp. That makes a score 20-18 now. Fort Recovery's actually in the lead here. I think I had them trailing a moment ago, but they're actually leading 20-18. Timeout is called by St. Mary's, so we'll be back in just a moment here from Memorial High School.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
We are at Memorial High School tonight. Opening match of the year for the Fort Recovery Lady Indian volleyball team. Rob Weaver here at St. Mary's, Ohio. Audra Buff will continue to serve. Lady Indians leading 20-18. 2-point lead here for Fort Recovery. Audra Buff, good serve. Dug out by the libero to the nets. And St. Mary's got into the net there. Point Fort Recovery, another service point for Audra Buff. And it's now 21-18. Lady Indians in pretty good shape here, leading by three. Late in the set here. Audra Bupp serves again. She's had four straight service points, I believe. There's a good serve by Audra. An ace serve as a diving effort by Lily Rammel of St. Mary's to save that one. Just about 5 feet away from the net. And she dived, but it went out of bounds off her fist. Good serve by Audra Bupp. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery cannot make the return. A little confusion there as Tegan Fortkamp and Audra Bupp kind of ran into each other. So point St. Mary's. That makes it 22-19. St. Mary's back to within three. Now serving is Bryn Clark. Nope, not Bryn Clark. That's Ashley Nuss. Back over to St. Mary's. Back over to St. Mary's again. Here's the smash and the kill by Bryn Clark. That's her fourth kill of the night. She hasn't had one in a while, though. And that makes the score. Now Fort Recovery 22 and St. Mary's 20. Here's the next serve. Too long. That serve was out of bounds over the end line by Hallie Houston. And Fort Recovery will send in Kennedy Mollenkamp, and leaving will be Sage Luthold. Kennedy Mollenkamp will be doing some serving here. Kennedy is only a sophomore for these Lady Indians. Good serve. Here's the dink over to Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp saves it. Oh, nice hit back over by Tegan Fortkamp. Now here's the kill by St. Mary's by Lily Rammel. Sounds like she should be on Fort Recovery, doesn't it? Lily Rammel, that's a Fort Recovery name for sure. 23-21 the score. Fort Recovery up by two. St. Mary's serving. Rammel is serving. Here's Tegan Fortkamp hitting it back over to St. Mary's. The set, the smash from the outside hitter. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Here's the up, hit the antenna. Trying to free ball it over was Grace Klingshern, and she couldn't get it over. Point St. Mary's, and timeout Fort Recovery as St. Mary's has crawled back to within one, 23-22. Fort Recovery up by one here in this first set. We'll be back in just a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here once again at Memorial High School, St. Mary's, Ohio. Fort McHenry leads by one. St. Mary's serving. Here's Lily Rammel serving. Good serve there. Tegan Fortkamp will set. Kling Sharon and a block, and St. Mary's gets the point. And that ties it up. I think that was Bryn Clark again. And so here is Lily Rammel serving once again with a tie score, 23-23. Mara Pearson hits it out of bounds. Mara Pearson on the smash, but it went over the end line, and now St. Mary's has the lead, 24-23. Coach Guggenbiller for Fort Recovery calling timeout. We'll be back in a moment.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Had a chance to talk with Cole Cooper the other day at the Mercer County Fair and his son. Cooper family, a great group of folks. Here's the serve, and it's an ace, and that's the match. 25-23, an ace serve for Lily Rammel. Fort Recovery loses the first set 25-23 after they were leading. I think it was 23-21, might have been 23-20. But St. Mary's charges back here at the end on an ace serve at the end by Lily Rammel, and they get the win. We'll be back with set number two coming up in a moment from Memorial High School right after we pause for this. Fort Recovery goes down to St. Mary's 25-23 in the first set.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kaup Pharmacy is now carrying a selection of unique items in the store, from nasal spray to help protect against germs and pathogens, Manuka honey sourced from New Zealand, and nail polish that is cruelty-free and vegan. So call 1-800-686-2314 for more information on these products, or stop in at Kaup Pharmacy, located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, that was very disappointing in there. Looked like we had that set in the bag, and it's never over till it's over, as we all know. And St. Mary's came roaring back and pick up the victory, 25-23. JV lost tonight two sets to one. Fort Recovery won the first set, 25-22, but then lost the next two to lose that match 2-1. This is the opening match of the year for the Lady Indians. Again, St. Mary's has already had three matches. They played three times last weekend at Coldwater, defeating Coldwater and then losing to Fort Loramie and to Versailles. So St. Mary's will have the first serve of the match of the set here. It's a good serve, and Fort Recovery hits it out of bounds on the return. Starting out the serving here is Ashley Nuss. That's her first service point of the night. Good serve there, and an ace serve off the fist of Audra Bupp. Ace serve for Ashley Nuss, and it's 2-0. Lady Rough Riders in the early lead here. Again, if you've tuned in for the Reds game, that's being heard on our other stations at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. 105.3 FM, 1440 AM. They're calling a double hit there on Fort Recovery's return. So another service point for Nuss. 3-0 now. Nuss serves again. Dug out by Mara Pearson. Here's the set for Klingshern. She hits it back over to St. Mary's. Here's the smash by the Lady Rough Riders. And on the return is Tegan Fortkamp, and she gets the kill. For Tegan, that's her first kill of the night in my unofficial scoring, and that'll send Kennedy Mollenkamp back to serve for the Lady Indians. Now it's 3-1. Good serve by Kennedy. Dug out by St. Mary's. The set at the net. Bryn Clark hits it back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will try to set, and her set was too close to the net. And Grace Klingshern just couldn't get it up in the air as it was against the net. Point St. Mary's. Lily Rammel serving now for St. Mary's. And there's an ace serve. That makes it 5-1, Lady Rough Riders with the lead. Lily Rammel serving again. Good serve dug out by Mollenkamp. Here's the smash by Mara Pearson and the block by St. Mary's' Bryn Clark. That is her fourth block of the night. And Fort Recovery coach Travis Guggenbiller says, I've seen enough. We're behind here. We'll be back in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Kind of have a nice little touch here. 6-1, by the way, the score. St. Mary's in the lead here. Lily Rammel continues to serve. Every time there's a timeout, they have a video of the band that goes up on the giant TV screen they have here. So it seems like the band is here, but they really aren't. Just on video each time. And there's a service error by Lily Rammel out of bounds on the serve, so that'll give Grace Klingshern the serve now. Side out Fort Recovery. Indians trailing 6-2. Come on, Grace. Good serve dug out by the libero. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Played by Mollenkamp to Klingshern, over to Mara Pearson. Pearson back over to St. Mary's. Here's the smash, and did she get it through? Yep. Kill for Sierra Graber of St. Mary. She hit it through the Fort Recovery block. Side out, St. Mary's, 7-2 now. St. Mary's leads by 5. Sierra Graber with the serve, good serve. Klingshern to Audra Bupp. Bupp will free ball it back to St. Mary's. Here's the set for the Lady Rough Riders. There's Bryn Clark hitting it back to Fort Recovery. And Mara Pearson mishits it. And it goes down on the floor before it goes over the net. Point for St. Mary's. Graber. 8-2 now. Another serve, and that's close to an ace, but I guess it wasn't. Mara Pearson hits it back, and there's a block by St. Mary's. I think they're going to give that to Darcy Liming. Her second block of the evening. 9-2 now. This is not starting out well here. St. Mary's in the lead in this second set. Tegan Fortkamp goes to Fort Recovery's Allison Fullenkamp. Here's the hit back over by St. Mary's, and they get the kill. Hallie Houston. Another service point for Sierra Graber. It's now 10-2. This is not a good start here for sure. There's a serve to Audra Bupp over to Tegan Fortkamp, and they're going to call Tegan on a double hit. I really didn't see it, but I never see those kind of calls too much. 11-2 now, and another service point for Sierra Graber, and she'll serve again. We're at St. Mary's, Ohio tonight, Fort Recovery at Memorial High School. Tegan Fortkamp will set on the pass. There's the cross-court hit. That was by Allison Fullenkamp, but they said it went out of bounds. So another service point for Sierra Graber, and Fort Recovery in deep trouble here. Timeout, Travis Guggenbiller. We'll be back in a moment.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Once again, Antique Engine and Tractor Show officially starts tomorrow at the Jay County Fairgrounds. Great show, great people. Come on out to the show and enjoy yourself. See the sights that's going on through Saturday. And weather is beautiful. Of course, Fort Recovery has the Wow Raffle Weekend coming up this weekend. That's going to be something else. There's a service error by Sierra Graber, and that finally stops the run by Sierra. 12-3, Fort Recovery. Trailing by 9. And there's almost an ace, saved, though, by the libero. Tegan Fortkamp sets for Mara Pearson. A smash and a block for Bryn Clark. She's been tough to deal with tonight. 13-3. None of Fort Recovery's 3 points have come on offense. Been a rough second set here. There's a good serve by St. Mary's. Here's the set, the smash, and the kill. Darcy Liming with a kill. That's her first kill of the evening. It's now 14-3. Give Bryn Clark the service points. St. Mary's leading 14-3. After we lost the first set, 25-23, when we led at the end and let it get away. Here's a miss hit by Fort Recovery out of bounds. Point for St. Mary's. Another service point for Bryn Clark. 15-3. And there's a miss hit. Kennedy Mullenkamp free balls it over. St. Mary's will pass and the hit. Mara Pearson plays it. Tegan Fortkamp. Kling Schoen smash and got the kill for St. Mary's again. That was Bryn Clark. No, that was not Bryn Clark. That was Ashley Nuss getting the kill there. Or getting the block, I should say. Ball back in play. Tegan Fortkamp hits it over to St. Mary's. Here's the set. Smash by the outside hitter, Hallie Houston. Now hitting it back over for Fort Recovery's Paige Guggenbiller. Back to Fort Recovery, and there is a block by Mara Pearson. St. 16-4. We've had no offensive points here in this second set. Tegan Fortkamp will serve now. Here's the serve. It's a service error in the net. This is just one of those where let's get this one over with and try to start over with set number three. 17-4. St. Mary's leads here in the second set. Rob Weaver here. Again, Eric Hatterley's our studio producer at the radio station back in Portland. There is an ace serve by St. Mary's. I believe that's Sierra Graber serving now. Let's see, or is it? Nope, it wasn't. That was number four, I think, and I don't have a number four. Here's a smash by Fort Recovery. It's on the line, and Fort Recovery gets a point. Paige Guggenbiller gets the kill there, right down the line. 18-5. Mara Pearson serving now. Good serve by Mara. Hitting it back over to Fort Recovery on the second hit. Trying to catch Fort Recovery by surprise, and she did. Lily Rammel gets the kill. Now it's side out. St. Mary's, they lead 19-5. Here's the serve by Hallie Houston. Smashed by Klingshern. It's out of bounds. Point St. Mary's. It's 20-5. This set is very, very disappointing. Point for Hallie Houston. She'll serve again. Off of Audra Bupp for an ace serve. Audra could not get it moving forward. It went behind her. Ace serve there for Hallie Houston. She'll have another one. It's 21-5 now. In the net, service error by Hallie Houston. That makes it 21-6. And back to serve for Fort Recovery will be Paige Guggenbiller. Audra Bupp goes out of the lineup. Looks like Sage Luthold back in. Here's the serve, and it is out of bounds, just barely. Service error. 22-6. St. Mary's leads by a bunch, by 16 points here. Here's the serve by Ashley Nuss. Good serve. The set by Fort Recovery. The hit back over by Allison Fullenkamp. Now here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery by Lily Rammel, and she gets a kill. That was just a finesse hit. No blasting smash, but it was what they needed. It's 23-6 now. Nuss will serve again. Good serve. That got by Audra Bupp. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Klingshern, and she hits it out of bounds. 24-6. Another service point for Nuss. Serves again and almost got an ace, but saved there by Pearson. Hitting it back over Sage Luthold. Here's a smash and a block for Fort Recovery for Allison Fullenkamp. Her second one of the night. That makes it 24-7 now. Lady Indians are trailing still by a whole bunch, 17 points. And Kennedy Mollenkamp is going to come in to serve here. Well, all we need is a run of 18 straight, Kennedy. Good serve there. Nuss will set. Nuss is the libero for St. Mary's. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Klingshern, a block at the net. And there's a kill for St. Mary's, and that is the second set, 25-7. I think that was Bryn Clark who got that again. She's had a bunch tonight. The second set is mercifully over. Let's hope we can restart the engine. Fort Recovery loses set number two, 25-7, after falling just barely in the first set, 25-23. We'll be back with the third and hopefully not the final set coming up right after this.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. You can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, safety products, and more, our knowledgeable staff is here to find the durable medical equipment individuals are looking for who are living at home with chronic illness or injury. Visit Kaup Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kaup Pharmacy and Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Okay, we're set to go with set number three. Let's hope it's better. Fort Recovery started the night so promising. And there is a blast smash by Bryn Clark for a kill to start the third set. Fort Recovery had the serve there. Now going back to serve is Lily Rammel. 1-0, St. Mary's leading here. Rammel serve off of Audra Bupp, and nobody can save it. Give her an ace. Ace serve for Lily Rammel. That is her third ace serve of the evening. She's got a big smile on her face down there. Come on, Fort Recovery. Don't let them get away from you like you did the last set. 2-0. Mara Pearson digs it out. Here's Mollenkamp for Klingshern. St. Mary's will play it. Smash. And they're going to call a double hit on Fort Recovery. That's a good smash there by Sierra Graber. I guess they're going to give her a kill on the scoreboard. There's another service point for Lily Rammel, and she gets an ace serve on that one. It is now 4-0. Rammel will serve. And another ace serve. Mara Pearson was in the middle of the back row, and that kind of went down right at the floor in front of her, and she just couldn't get to it. It's now 5-0. Next serve by Lily Rammel. Dug out by Mara Pearson. Here's Tegan Fortkamp with the blast, blocked by St. Mary's. Lady Indians play it. Tegan Fortkamp mishit it. And it's 6-0. Come on, gals. Remember, you're wearing that purple and white out there. Let's have a little more pride in what we're doing here. It's just not going well. Over to St. Mary's. Here's the set for the Lady Rough Riders, and they got, nope, no kill there. It went out of bounds. Bryn Clark was close to another kill, but she hit it too far over the end line. And that gives Fort Recovery their first point here of this set. Okay, come on. Let's wind her up here. 6-1. And there's a service error by Fort Recovery. That was Klingshern back serving and service error. 7-1. Now back to serve for St. Mary's is Sierra Graber. Good serve off of Audra Buck to Klingshern. Tegan Fortkamp free balls it back over to St. Mary's. Here's a hit by the Lady Rough Riders by the outside hitter, Hallie Houston. She gets the kill, her third kill of the night, and it's 8-1. And I hate to say it, this set is starting out the same as set number two. Sierra Graber serving. Good serve. And played out of the net. Tegan Fortkamp saves it, gets it, free balls it over. Here's a hit by St. Mary's. Audra Bupp up to Fort Recovery's. That was Allison Fullenkamp. St. Mary's hits it back, and Fort Recovery cannot return. 9-1. Another service point there for Sierra Graber. Timeout, Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery trailing 9-1 here in the third set. Boy, ouch. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14. Jay Country 101 Radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Don't go away, folks. Hopefully we can have a comeback here. Let's hope. We can hope for better things. We'll return after we pause for this message from our friends at St. Henry Bank.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good serve by St. Mary's. Return by Mara Pearson. Here's the smash by St. Mary's. The outside hitter. Fort Recovery plays it. Mollenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp, and Fortkamp gets the kill. Okay. For Tegan Fortkamp, that's her second kill of the night. Now back to serve as Audra Bump. She had several service points early on in the first set. Good serve there. And here's the hit back over and side out. There's the kill for St. Mary's. Sorry, I didn't catch who that was. And Bryn Clark, probably. She's going to be serving here. And Fort Recovery can't get it back over. I'm going to go ahead and give Bryn an ace serve on that one. 11-2 now. Memorial High School in the lead over the Lady Indians of Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Hits it too long. Just over the end line. Here comes the next serve. Bryn Clark, almost an ace, and Fort Recovery mishits it. Going to call a double hit. Bryn Clark picks up the service point. She'll serve again. Dug out by Mara Pearson to Mollenkamp. Back to Pearson. Hits it back to St. Mary's, and Mara gets the kill. Mara Pearson with a kill. That's her first one in a while, but she has four on the night so far. She also has one block. Tegan Fortkamp will serve now for the Lady Indians. It's 13-3. We're down by 10. Back over to Fort Recovery. Audra Buff will set. Here's Mara Pearson on the smash, blocked by St. Mary's. Tegan Fortkamp hits it back over to the Lady Rough Riders. Back over to Fort Recovery. Fortkamp will set. Mara Pearson on the smash and got the kill. Mara Pearson with another kill. That makes the score 13-4. Tegan Fortkamp serving here. Here comes the serve. It is good. Dug out by St. Mary's. The set. Outside hitter on the right side. Smashes it back. And Mara Pearson could not get it over the net. Goes out of bounds. Rolls out of bounds. St. Mary's side outs. Going back to serve now for St. Mary's is the Phantom number 4 I do not have on my program. Here's the serve, and it's an ace. ...15-4 now. Looks like it's going to be a short night for the Lady Indians, unfortunately. Another point for St. Mary's. Fort Recovery could not make the return. ...16-4 now. Beautiful gymnasium here at Memorial. If you've never been here, it's a dandy. You have two gigantic jumbotrons on each end of the gym floor. There's an ace serve, a second ace serve of the service here. And they're saying that young lady is Gracelyn John, so the mystery of number 4 has been solved. They had the wrong number down here in the program. Gracelyn Johns is number 4. She's serving again. And that one is out of bounds. Service error. 17-5, Lady Indians. If we're going to make a run here in this third set, it's got to be now. There's no time left. Leaving the match will be Callie Wendell, who was in there just briefly. And Grace Klingshern comes back in. Here's Mara Pearson serving. A let serve got across the net, hit back to Fort Recovery, and there's the kill by Hallie Houston. And it's 18-5. Boy, I just can't figure this one out because the Lady Indians played so well in the first set. Actually, led, should have won the first set. And these last two sets have just been a blowout by St. Mary's. Good serve there. Tegan Fortkamp. There's a hit back over to Paige Guggenbiller by Paige Guggenbiller. St. Mary's hits it back to Fort Recovery and hits it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Now back to serve for the Lady Indians will be Paige Guggenbiller. 18-6 score now. Here comes the serve, and it's dug out by the libero, Ashley Nuss. Here's a blast by St. Mary's. Fort Recovery plays it. Mara Pearson back to the Lady Rough Riders. Battle at the net. Fort Recovery's Tegan Fortkamp tried to hit it over and couldn't get it over the net. 19-6. Side out. St. Mary's and Ashley Nuss will go back to serve for St. Mary's. She's the libero. Where's number 6? Good serve there. Tegan Fortkamp will set. Here's the hit back over by Allison Fullenkamp. Back to Fort Recovery. Fort Camp sets again. This time the hit is by Sage Luthold. Hit back by St. Mary's, and they got the kill. 20-6. Another serve here for Nuss. Good serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Fort Camp will set. That's Allison Fullenkamp on the return. There, standing in the middle hitter spot, is Bryn Clark, and she gets another kill. She's had several tonight. 21-6. And another service point for Ashley Nuss. She's had several in a row here. 21-6. St. Mary's with the lead. Mara Pearson on the return. And Fort Recovery, actually, Sage Luthold mishit that one. Couldn't get it over the net. And it's now 22-6. And another service point for Ashley Nuss. Nuss will serve again. Dug out by Fort Recovery's Grace Klingshern. Here's the hit back over to Audra Bupp. Now back to Fort Recovery, Mara Pearson to Tegan Fortkamp. And there's a kill for Allison Follenkamp, her second kill of the night. Nice teamwork there by Fort Recovery. 22-7 now is the score. Leaving the match will be Sage Luthold, coming in Kennedy Mollenkamp. Now, you folks going to the WOW this weekend, don't get too carried away down there. Have a safe weekend. Here's a smash back by St. Mary's after the serve by Fort Recovery. Here's a hit by Grace Klingshern. Here's the dink over, and they're going to have a kill on Bryn Clark. A kill for Bryn Clark. Lily Rammel serving for St. Mary's. She has had five aces tonight. She has been on. 23-7 now. Here's Tegan Fortkamp. Another block. And I think, oh, they're going to give that to Fort Recovery. They said it went out of bounds. The block went out of bounds. So now serving for the Lady Indians, Grace Klingshern. We trail 23-8 here in the third set, trailing already two sets to none. There's Bryn Clark on the smash, played by Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp gets it back over. Here's the set by Lily Rammel. A smash and a block. Standing there together were Tegan Fortkamp and Allison Follenkamp. I'm going to be Mr. Generous and give both of them a block there. It's 23-9 now. Klingshern serving. Good serve. Here's the smash and another block. That was by Allison Follenkamp. Give a service point to Grace Klingshern. And it's now 23-10. Klingshern's good serve again. The set for St. Mary's. Back over to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. And Mara gets a kill. A little bright spot here. 23-11. Mara Pearson with the kill. Another service point for Grace Klingshern. Here comes the next serve. That's a good one by Klingshern. The set for St. Mary's. Bryn Clark gets it back over to Fort Recovery and hits it out of bounds. Another service point for Klingshern. And St. Mary's decides to call time. Fort Recovery trailing 23-12. We'll be back.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, Fort Recovery again, you tuned in late. We played awfully well the first set, but boy, since then it's been all St. Mary's. The Lady Rough Riders are really dominating the match here. Grace Klingshern will serve again. She's had a little run here. I think she's had three service points in a row to be the bright spot of the third set so far. Here's another serve by Klingshern. It's good. Dug out by Ashley Nuss. Here's the outside hitter for St. Mary's. Fort Recovery plays it. Audra Bupp free balls it back and got the kill. Audra Bupp free balls it back and got the kill. That's her first kill of the night. Another service point for Kling Schern. It's now 23-13. Kling Schern will serve again. This is good. The set at the net. Here's Bryn Clark and a block for Fort Recovery. I think that was Allison Fullenkamp again, I believe. So it's 23-14, another service point for Kling Schern. And now she finally breaks the string as she has a service error, serving two shorts. And back to serve for St. Mary's to try to close it out is Sierra Graber. St. Mary's leads 24-14 here. Graber's serve is a good one. Kling Schern in the middle to Tegan Fortkamp. Free balls it over. Here's the smash and a block by Fort Recovery, but I think, yep, it's hit out of bounds. The block went out of bounds. 25-14. The third set is history, and the match is history as St. Mary's defeats the Fort Recovery Lady Indians 25-23, 25-7, and 25-14. We'll be back to wrap it up right after we pause for this.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Okay, back here at Memorial High School, real quickly, Fort Recovery losing tonight 3-0, and the JV lost 2-1, winning the first set and losing the last two. So not a happy night for the Lady Indians to start out the season. Unofficially, here are some of the stats I have. Mara Pearson had 6 kills, had 1 block and 3 service points for the Lady Indians. It was Audra Bupp with 1 kill and had 5 service points, including an ace. Sage Luthold had a kill for the Lady Indians. Grace Kling Schern had 7 service points and 3 kills tonight. Tegan Fortkamp had 2 kills and 2 service points, including an ace, and 1 block. Allison Fullenkamp had 5 blocks on the night. Nice job by Allison. She also had 2 kills. Paige Guggenbiller had 1 kill, 1 block, and 1 service point. And Kennedy Mollenkamp had 2 service points, including 1 ace. Star for St. Mary's was Bryn Clark. She had 7 kills, 6 blocks, and 5 service points, including 1 ace. Sierra Graber for the Lady Rough Riders had 2 kills, and she ended up with 9 service points in the match. Darcy Liming had 2 blocks and a kill. Hallie Houston had 4 kills, a service point, and an ace. Ashley Nuss ended up the night with a total of 2, 4, 6, 8 service points, including 1 ace, and she had 1 block. Addison Louth had 2 service points. Gracelyn Johns with 2 aces and a point. had 3 points altogether and two aces out of the three. It was Lily Rammel. She was quite the server tonight. Ended up with three kills on the night. Otherwise, they were all service points. She had 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 service points, including 5 aces on the night for Lily Rammel. So that's a rough highlight of the statistics tonight. Again, Fort Recovery losing 25-23 in the first set after they should have won that one. They were ahead, I think, 23-20 at one time. Let that one get away. And then St. Mary's just dominated the last two, 25-7, 25-14. In the JV matchup this evening, it was Fort Recovery winning the first set 25-22, but then lost the next two sets, 25-22 and 25-13, to lose the match. And in seventh grade volleyball, I have a final from the Versailles matchup. Fort Recovery lost 2-1. Versailles won 25-10. Fort Recovery won the second set 25-23. And then Versailles won the third set 25-21. That does wrap it up for us tonight from, again, Memorial High School at St. Mary's, Ohio. Fort Recovery losing to the St. Mary's Lady Rough Riders here tonight. Next up will be National Trail on Thursday, and we will not have that match on the radio, but FortRecoveryRadio.com will have that match for you. And then the next match we'll have on the radio will be Jay County and Fort Recovery next Tuesday night. So if you can't be at that match, tune us in for that one. That's usually a pretty good one between the across-the-state-line rivals there, Fort Recovery and Jay County. Again, that's next Tuesday. Thanks for listening, everybody. For Eric Catterly, for Ava Shane at FortRecoveryRadio.com, and Neil Spencer, Eric Catterly's our studio producer in Portland, I'm Rob Weaver saying goodnight from Memorial High School. Again, we want to say thanks to our sponsors. They make it possible for us to be here and broadcast the match this evening. We're now going to join the Cincinnati Reds baseball game tonight with the rest of that ball game with Cincinnati hopefully on the winning side tonight. We'll see. So now to the Cincinnati Reds.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.